Hi everyone, and welcome back to Health Talks, the podcast where we explore health and healing from every angle. I'm your host, Daniel Stone, and today we have a very special guest. Joining us is Barbara Bennett, a medical medium and holistic health guide. Barbara has helped thousands of people heal from chronic illnesses by focusing not only on the body but also on the mind and spirit. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm really happy to be here. I think it's so important to talk about healing from a deeper perspective.
Absolutely. Now, many of our listeners have heard about physical treatments, medications, surgeries, diets, but may not be familiar with emotional or spiritual healing tools. Can you explain what those are?
Of course. When people think of healing, they usually think about treating symptoms with medicine or therapy. But many chronic illnesses, like autoimmune disorders, migraines, digestive problems, and even long-term fatigue, are often connected to emotional wounds or past trauma. Emotional, mental, and spiritual healing tools are methods we use to release those deeper layers of pain that may be contributing to physical illness.
Interesting. So you're saying that emotions can actually lead to physical sickness?
Exactly. Our bodies hold onto emotional energy, especially if it's not processed properly. For example, if someone has experienced years of stress, loss, or feeling unheard, their nervous system can stay in a state of fight or flight. Over time, this stress can affect the immune system, digestion, and hormone levels. Eventually, it can show up as a chronic condition.
That makes sense. So, what are some of the tools you recommend to help people start healing emotionally and spiritually?
Great question. There are many tools, but here are a few I often recommend. First, meditation is a powerful way to calm the nervous system and connect with your inner self. It helps the body shift from stress to healing mode. Second, journaling is very helpful. Writing down your feelings helps you understand and release them. Third, inner child work is a technique where you reflect on your childhood experiences and how they might be affecting you today. And finally, energy healing practices like Reiki or guided visualization can help clear blocked emotional energy from the body.
That's fascinating. You also use the term medical medium. What does that mean, and how is it different from a doctor?
Yes, good question. A medical medium is someone who can intuitively sense what's going on in a person's body or energy field. I work by tuning in to both the physical and emotional layers of a person's health. I'm not a doctor, and I always recommend that clients work with their medical professionals. What I offer is an added layer of insight, especially when someone has tried everything but still feels sick or stuck.
And how do your clients usually respond to these methods?
Most people are very surprised at how much better they feel when they start working with their emotions. I've had clients with chronic pain who noticed improvement just by releasing guilt or anger they'd held onto for years. It's really amazing how the body responds when we listen to what it's trying to tell us.
Wow. Can you share an example of someone you've worked with?
Sure. A few years ago, I worked with a woman who had severe digestive issues for over 10 years. She'd tried all kinds of diets and medical tests, but nothing helped. Through our sessions, we discovered that her illness began after a painful divorce, but she had never really processed that loss. As we worked through the emotional pain using guided meditation and forgiveness exercises, her symptoms began to improve. Within months, her digestion was almost normal.
That's incredible. Do you think more people are becoming open to this kind of healing?
Yes, definitely. People are starting to see that real healing involves the whole person, not just the body. Science is also beginning to support this, showing how stress and trauma affect health. So I believe emotional and spiritual tools will become more common in the future.
Before we wrap up, what advice would you give to someone dealing with a chronic illness right now?
I would say, be kind to yourself and stay curious. Instead of only asking, what's wrong with me, try asking, what is my body trying to teach me? Healing is not just about removing symptoms. It's about finding balance and wholeness. And don't be afraid to explore different tools until you find what works for you.
Such beautiful advice. Thank you so much, Barbara, for joining us today and sharing your insights.
Thank you, Daniel. It was a pleasure to be here.
And thank you to our listeners. Don't forget to subscribe for more inspiring stories and expert advice on Health Talks. See you next time.